Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes. We want to invite any married couples or soon-to-be married couples to our Marriage Enrichment Night, which is Saturday, February 7th. So if you are a married couple, doesn't matter how long you've been married, if you've been married for a week or you've been married for, or excuse me, the 8th it's going to be, or if you've been married for 40 years, yeah. Come on out. If you're soon to be married, come on out. It's the second Saturday night in February, which is February 8th at 7 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church. And our marriage ministry leaders are Johnny and Paula Collins. So please come out. We had a couple with us last month, and they'd been married over 40 years, I believe.
Yes.
And they said that they were learning some stuff that they didn't know. They said they'd just been winging it up to that point.
That's right.
So come on out. We want to invite you. You do not have to be a member of Celebration Tabernacle Church to participate. You just have to come with your spouse or your soon-to-be spouse. Come on out and partake together. Get the tools necessary to divorce-proof your marriage. The mission of the marriage ministry is to separate marriage from divorce in the Christian area of influence. So come on out. Just wanted to note that for you. It's February 8th, Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m.
And we also want to invite you, if you're looking for a home church to grow, if you're new to the area, and you turn this radio station on and you make your day count. Well, I'm Pastor Errol, senior pastor at Celebration, and Pastor Emily and Beckford, that's my lovely wife there, and Pastor Diane Robinson, who is the assistant pastor at Celebration. So we want to invite you that you won't be disappointed. We promise you. You will come in an atmosphere of worship, and you will be in an atmosphere where you will hear the Word of God teach coming clear and simple so you can understand it in a practical way. Listen, you're going to hear the Word of God in its simplest form, like Jesus. See, the thing about it, Pastor Emily and Pastor Diane, when Jesus teach, it is very simple. Mm-hmm. You can just get it and go do it. Notice all his teaching was never deep. Mm-hmm. It's right where we are, and it's earthly. It's practical. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I want to just tell you about earthly things because and show you how that relate to heavenly things. Because he says, if I just show you heavenly things, you won't understand it because you're not from there. You have to read his life. So whenever Jesus wants to relate anything to heaven, he used earthly thing. Why? Because we understand that. So we tell a celebration to use practical teaching, like the boy who cried wolf, and show you how that relates to your Christian life, to your spiritual life. That's it. So we'll invite you to come out and join us on Sunday at 10 o'clock at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right in the heart of Cocoa. We've been there for over 20-some years now. I've quit counting. But we have seen a lot of life change there. Mm-hmm. We have a great time on Sunday morning. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
We change and we become the change then in the situation.
Come on.
When we change, right? When you change, you become the change in the situation. So a lot of times we want change. We're crying out for change. But the first step is we have to change. And when we change, then the situation will be able to change, or we will change the situation, change our perspective on the situation, or change in a way that we can solve, be the solution to the situation. But first we need to change. And Pastor Beckford always teaches, change isn't change until you change.
Yes.
Change is not change until you change.
Watch this, Pastor Don. Hold that down right there. When you change, go to God and ask him to change you first. When God changes you, then everything around you will start change. Because now you change.
And the things you tolerate will never change.
Come on.
The things you tolerate will never change. So if you allow and you continue to tolerate certain things, those things will not change. Yeah. We cannot tolerate, we cannot change the things that we continue to tolerate. So we have to change the way we think about it, and then that will change then our perception of it, and it'll change our response to it, and then it'll bring change to the situation. So change is not change until you change. And then Pastor has another acronym that he teaches, FOCUS. Follow one course until success. So when we're looking to change something, follow one course until success.
Yeah.
And it's the Holy Spirit is so great, because when he brings conviction, usually it's one or two things at a time.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to follow one course until success. You know, there's lots of things that we can all change and do better at. But the Holy Spirit will begin to convict us of one or two things at a time.
That's right.
And when we get those things corrected, then here's one or two more things for us to work on. But if he showed us everything at once, right, it would be too overwhelming and we just wouldn't want to do it. But he so kindly shows us our value and then shows us the things that we can change so that we can experience life at a greater level, the level that he designed for us to have. So what we said today, sum it up, focus, follow one course until success. And change isn't change until you change. And the things that you tolerate will never change. So that's the understanding kind of teaching that comes forth at Celebration Tabernacle Church. Practical things that we need, backed by principles from the Word of God, taught through principles, scriptures from the Word of God, and then we could apply them to our everyday life.
Because you must apply the application. Once you get that word, now here's the application. Go
do it. Do it.
That's it. So
I'm very impressed with these acronyms. I love it. I just wrote them down in my notes, and it's so true. You know, we have to look at things through what we can understand.
Yes.
If we don't, if people preach above our head, we get nowhere.
We get nowhere.
And Jesus never preached above anybody's head. He preached to a multitude, and he always used very simple ways and very simple stories on how to relate and to make us understand what he's saying. And really, if you read God's word, it's so applicable to life. It's nothing difficult.
Right.
We just have to be sincere and have an open mind. And like Pastor Diana said, we have to do. We can't stay stuck in one spot. You can't be thick-headed and say, no, I want to do it this way. If you truly want change, you have to do what God tells us to do in his word.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Diane.
Luke chapter 8, verse 15, in the parable of the sower that Jesus taught, he was practically applying the word of God to a subject area that they knew well. They knew the concept of sowing seed. They knew the concept of having to ensure that the seed landed in good ground. So he tells them beginning in verse 15, Luke chapter 8, verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So where's the fruit come? Through patience. At first, it has to land in good ground. And that noble and good heart is the good ground that keeps it, that retains it, that saturates it with the watering of the word to allow it opportunity to grow through patience. Prior to that verse, it showed different surfaces where the seed landed, and later tells us that the seed is the word of God. So the word is always good. The word is always able to produce. The word produced the seed here. It produced on the wayside, but it wasn't able to stay long. It produced in the stone. It wasn't able to stay long. It produced in the thorns and the cares of the world, but it wasn't able to stay long. In order for it to come into full maturity, in order to bear fruit, it had to be in the good ground. Destination. So that way that the roots could go down deep, that it could continue to thrive, get the nourishment and such that it needs, and to be able to come up and grow. The one that came up among the thorns and the thistles, it says that it was choked out.
Yes.
How? By the cares of the world. But when it was in the good ground destination, it was able, through patience, to grow to maturity, to bear fruit. And it says the return on it, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Return in the good ground destination. So the good ground destination was always there. The farmer just had to go far enough to get it into the good ground destination, because it was on the way to the destination where it fell on the wayside, where it fell in the stony ground, where it fell amongst the thorns. But the good ground destination was always there. It just had to be able to go the duration in order to get there. So we cannot give up too soon. We have to be willing to go the duration, to continue to remain in the presence of God, to go toward his leading, the direction that he is taking us. You know, he tells us, he guides us. The Bible says that he guides us with his eye. So he, and when we turn our face to him, we will get the direction that we need for our life.
Amen.
Amen. So here's it broken down very simply. All we need is the seed. And what's the seed? Seed is the word.
Yes.
And then we have to plant it into the ground. Yes. So what's the ground? It's our heart. And we water it, meaning we read the word and pray and above all, love.
Yes.
And you have to be patient. We live in a world that wants things immediately. But you know, if you are in the summertime, or, well, actually in Florida, it's all year round. I'm from the north. You plant seeds, fruits, and vegetables, and you have to wait for them to grow. They're not going to grow right away. So the same thing, we have to be patient. And when we be patient, we will see the fruitfulness of our efforts. And only then will we become fruitful and multiply. So let's be still and wait on the Lord.
It's awesome when we are our life is saturated by the word of God. It is so awesome when our life is saturated by the word of God. So let us be a student of the word. And once we become a student of the word, then let us go out and do it.
That's what the roots are looking for. They're looking for the moisture.
Yes.
They're looking for the word to continue to grow and to continue to be able to cultivate and bear the fruits of the Spirit in every Christian life. And those are fruits that we all need. You know, we need joy. We need peace. We need gentleness. We need kindness. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.